Well, good morning, Juno. Welcome to another glorious day in Alaska's capital city. Another capital chat. And hey, it's the third Thursday in the month. So we're taking a look at the state libraries, archives, and museums today. And we're going to start by looking at what we affectionately call the SLAM Project. With me this morning to kick off the show is Brian Meisner, who is the leader of the design team, and also Kim Mahoney, who is the project manager for State DOT, Department of Transportation. And so, without further ado, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you know what, Kim, I'm going to start with you because you're the project manager, and I've seen enough of Donald Trump's show to know that it all comes back to you. You get kicked off if you don't deliver. So tell me what your job is on this.
Well, it is just that. We have the obligation of delivering the scope and the schedule and the all within the budget. And I think one of the key components of my job on this for this project has been managing the multi-phased funding components and keeping the contracts in place so that we can deliver this facility.
You know what? Just correct me if I'm wrong, but not all the funding's in place yet even, is it?
No, we have about $100 million in place now, and we need another $37.2 million to complete the project on time.
Okay, so you're busy managing funds that may or may not already be in place, kind of?
That's exactly right. It's a challenging formula.
And also, there's so many moving parts. I mean, there's construction and design. Does that all fall on your plate?
Well, I have a team.
Okay, talk about it.
I have a team on site that's working closely with the contractor, and then I have the leader of the design team, and he's got a bunch of folks, and then we have the contractor, PCL Construction, and they're on board to help us, and then we have a really great client, the Division of Libraries, Archives, and Museum, and really we work together collaboratively to deliver the project.
Okay, so why DOT? Because you're also DOTPF, because you're the public facilities side of the house, maybe?
Yes, we're part of the statewide public facilities branch, and we manage design and construction for client agencies.
Okay, so you said this project is just one of others. What else do you have on your plate right now?
Right now, this is the only project that I am managing.
Because it just seems so big to me to want to have more than one thing seems, well, maybe it's not a matter of want. Okay, now we'll segue over to the softer side. No. So, Brian, what do you do?
Well, now I mostly get to watch it being built. For years, we worked on the design. For 2.5 years, is that how long it was to get to that point? And for the past year, we've been watching that design become a building. So now we are focused on making sure that what's being built is what we thought was going to be built when we designed it, and making sure that the quality is there.
In what way? I mean,
well, making sure that the concrete is beautiful, which I think you'll find some of the most beautiful concrete in Alaska in the columns over there. Making sure that things line up and making sure that all the pieces fit together. We work with Kim and we work with the contractor to make sure that's all right.
But at the end of the day, you're an architect?
I'm an architect, yes.
So you're also not only looking at it structurally, but in terms of how it looks.
How it looks.
And how, as you said, all the pieces fit together. How challenging was it to design this facility?
Right. For the most challenging of my career, and I think of anybody on the design team's career, I mean, this is climate controlled, very sensitive objects inside, and we're dealing with that in Juneau, where it can turn from banana belt to minus 10 in a day. And these things called the Taku winds. We have a great picture of a mock-up we did of our exterior wall, and there literally is a jet engine blowing water against this wall to test it, to make sure that it can withstand the Taku winds.
Yeah, see, our reputation just goes statewide.
Oh, it's national now. Yeah, the mock-up was in Fresno. The other funny thing, so that, because that's where they do it, but how do you simulate Juno? Well, the part that really got him was the part where we had to freeze the wall and get it down to Juno temperatures and make sure it was going to work. And I think we used every canister of nitrogen in Fresno and anywhere nearby. They were, it was crazy.
Kind of the antithesis of Fresno.
Yeah, it was hot and there was this kind of dry ice steam coming from under the blankets. And
they
got it almost cold enough.
You made me realize that so many of us think of architects of, you know, a Frank Lloyd Wright and these gorgeous buildings, but we don't think about all the testing and everything and probably how architects have to work pretty closely with engineers, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the engineers and with the contractor, because when it gets this sophisticated, I mean, it's one thing to make it look great and make it work on paper, but then it has to be built.
That, you said that with a question like, now we have to build it?
Oh, look at this great model. How are we going to build that?
Yeah, and so that's what happens, and that's when you bring Kim into it. So, Kim, as we're sitting here talking about this, you know, one of the new hot landmarks in Juno are the cranes. It's the crane, the big crane. Is that you? Are you the person who brought the big crane to Juno?
Well, I'm paying for the crane, but I didn't bring it to Juno. That's PCL, and that is their means and methods for delivery of the project. And they, in design phase, they were wondering how they were going to possibly carry the loads that they needed to the all parts of the building. So that crane is placed strategically because that's what they've evaluated and figured that it would work.
Okay, so we have Bob in here pretty regularly. We're going to have him in for the second half of the show. And he talks about how the project's going ahead and what it's going to be like. But he looks at it from the curator/director point of view. What are some of the biggest challenges besides the design, Brian? But either one of you, what are the big challenges about building a facility of this magnitude for the state of Alaska here in Juneau? And there's dead silence.
Yeah, so I'll tell
you. We love that on radio.
The biggest challenge is that there's this museum in the way. So we could only build part of the museum, and we had to build something that could then take all the artifacts and safely store them while we build the rest. So that has been, without a doubt, the biggest challenge on the project is how do you work around that thing, get all the stuff moved, protect it, and then build the rest. That was the toughest part.
And so what did you decide?
To do exactly what's happening, to build the vault first in the back. And in, what is it, I think about March or so, there's going to be a tunnel built between that museum and in the vault, as we call it, the new storage, so that Bob can move all of his stuff through the tunnel into the new building, and then the old building gets taken down. So.
Okay, and just to refresh people's minds, okay, Kim, you're back. We've got just about a minute. Let's present the timeline again, because you're probably closer to it, except maybe Bob. So,
sure. Well, just like Brian said, we'll be in the transition phase next spring with the objects moving. The date that the museum closes is February 28th. We're calling it Last Friday, and it'll be dark for 2 years. And the project will start the next phase of construction then next summer, and we're going to start with the parking garage and then go up from there. And we're scheduled to be complete in January of 2016 for the relocation of staff, and then there will be a few more months of work in the exhibit hall to get it ready to open for the public.
This is another reason why I'm just not ever moving away. I want to see this reach fruition. And but one thing that did reach fruition is the end of part one. So we'll be back with Bob Bankhard and more about our state museum, libraries, and archives after this.